Blog Talk Radio.
Y'all know my family is y'all family. I can tell your own stories about
You'll hear stories about my sister. You'll hear stories about my baby. All the things that maybe you might not want to hear about, but this is what helps me be success. And there's some things that they do that irritate my soul. But for the most part, that's still my family. You know, I'll always be all about them. Always make sure they're at the forefront. I'll also let you guys know I still love my family. And we really get on my right feet for sure. But it's family. But you all know that y'all women for your family just like I do. So with that being said, part of your spark is the people around. If you're around family members that drag you down, then what's going to happen? You're going to drag down. If you're around a spouse that drags you down, you're going to be drug down. If you are around a workplace environment that's poisonous, you're going to be drug down. So it's all about the people that you're around. If you're sparking, it's going to build you. Part of that is having people and knowing when people are there for you and when people are not there. So with that being said, I want you guys to understand that and the success formulas. And then on top of that, as we talk about success rituals, so just send me a short one. I want to make sure on Friday night that you guys got a chance to be able to get out there, go jump in and do what you want to do. But let Coach D speak in your ear for a little second so that we can talk a little bit, get to know each other, build a little rapport, then let you go, get up at night, and things like that. As you know, make sure you have something over in case you get a little fish wash, blizzard, or whatever it's doing. Make sure you don't submit to that so you can get a little work, whatever you're going to do tomorrow. And make sure that you hit your goals every day. So I'm almost finished inviting everybody to the actual clubhouse, and the link is on the page. And you guys are welcome to come in on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. As long as you guys can ask, right, you know the rules, kind of rules, everybody's kind of wise and everything else. You guys know I don't play about the cousins, nothing, all that kind of stuff. Keep it down to a girl's war. Make sure you're going to come into the clubhouse. Just keep the language down to the bare minimum. I don't mind if you say something inappropriate to start free, but make sure that it's not just like ridiculous and I'll reach out. Y'all know my mom first, so if I have babies that listen, that's why. So be careful, mindful of that, that I do have babies that listen. That's the only button I'm going to check out with this kind of so my babies sometimes listen. I'm like, hey, baby. So I'll record my baby card. Welcome, welcome, welcome. As you're here, it's good to be in here. These are girl conversations. That's all I mean. Amen. So again, welcome, y'all. Facebook. And those of you on Facebook, you are welcome to turn the live, and you are welcome to comment. You can put notes like in CC in the comment section when you're making a comment, and that answers you a giveaway, and you will be able to get something from CC, the life coach. That is in the form of a t-shirt, or you may get anything such as a level and depth of or you can get anything from a dump bag. Whatever I mean, serviceable, and for you to win at night. And those are free of charge. All right, let's rock and roll, y'all. Again, 1215-602-9765. I'm going to take callers, but it's going to be appropriate. I do not step up and stop saying to a stream. Make sure that you guys want me to leave the banner. Be mindful that you say I have children. Let me clear my throat. All right. So those of you who are standing in the hallway coming in, 11 minutes in, there are 6 core areas of success. And I want to go ahead and bring it. Make sure it's all tested. Seeing any? Y'all can hear me. All right. So each area is important to create balance in your life. If you don't have 6 core areas of success, then you will not be able to function at your best. Think about what I'm saying. You will have a sense of lacking in your life and might even waste your time trying to fill the void with the wrong things or the wrong people. So the 6 core areas of success are listed in the levels of what I'm going to talk about. So with everything that I gather together, I have a list of 6 core areas that are important. Physical health. Let's talk about this. A lot of our emphasis can never be too much on how important it is to ensure that you do all that is possible to sustain your level of what we call physical health. It is quite logical that only one or two things occur if you do not maintain your health. And either you have to spend your fortune on medications with doctors, or you will be sent to an early death or early grave. due to some form of health issue or complication. So, but doing everything that she possibly can to have insurance, good doctors, and be able to go and microwave small things and allow you to live a long life. With that being said, exercise, eating healthy, getting adequate sleep, drinking lots of water can assist in keeping you healthy. So the next thing I would tell you guys in order for you to be happy. Have you ever seen those things when you go into a doctor's office and they're saying how you're feeling today? When it's like happy, sad, mad, you know, joyful, all those different things. When you have those things, you go to the office and tells you how to feel, right? And you got to feel from 1 to 10. So when you tell the doctor you're complaining, you're telling them, oh, well, I'm so sad. Why are you sad? Why don't I feel good? Why don't I feel good? But you see complaints. So it's like that. So let's go into the emotions part. Your emotions can affect your mind. Think about all of that. Have you ever had a day where it's just like it's a terrible, no-good, very bad day, and it feels like everything is going so horrible, and you're just like, oh, my God, Becky, what happened today? You just can't get right to save your life. You got out of the bed on the wrong side of the bed, and everything is just what can go wrong will go wrong. Now, when you think about all these different things, you have to think about your emotions affect your mind. You have to think about, if you're mentally unhealthy or unstable or being made unstable, then you cannot make objective decisions or poor decisions that help you to a level of success. So a decision that is made when someone is emotional and unstable can wreak havoc on your life. So when you think about people who like to go and put you in an emotional state, like I addressed the people, the hypocritical that love to create emotional reactions or upset, just like I addressed some people who were sitting on YouTube who have a habit of doing these things and like them to trigger people, I have to get to a point, and it's nothing against YouTube, it's just a little ongoing situation that was going on that I was messing with my business model, and my presentation. So I want to use that as a prime example. Especially when it was going on cross-platform on Periscope, Twitter, and then I was going through this with Facebook. And it's nothing against Facebook, Periscope, Twitter. They're wonderful platforms. It's just that they have to be regulated more with people's conduct and misconduct and levels of how they treat people. And it can wreak havoc on your life if a multitude of people get joined together in doing that. So with that being said, it can destabilize or make you unstable in how you conduct yourself or react. So I wanted to be able to go and tell you guys why I put myself in the corner the other day. It was something that went on, and I had to freak out. I sure did. I sat down and I said, you know what? I'm supposed to reach and have it go in my life. I'm tired of this. Let me just address this and get y'all gathered together by your edges, and I want to snatch them sideways because I'm like, look here. I'm about tired of all this BS. I'm going to let you know exactly what's bothering me. I want to know, want y'all to know exactly what's wreaking havoc on my life and how you guys can become core levels of rebuilding my life and rebuilding everything that's happened to me and be a level of a spark to me instead of energy zapping, depleting things. So sometimes you have to let people know what's wreaking havoc on your life, and then the potential become very drastic if it's not stopped in its tracks. So if you think about this, we have to all either have heard, read, or experienced personally these type of situations. So I want to share with you guys that situation, why you have to get to a point that you can be able to build your life that better, but better than ever, and then have a level and layer of all six core areas of success that are correlated to all of that. And part of it is beginning to do the core assessment and begin to look at all these areas, and this is area two, emotions. Emotions make it hard sometimes. Remember that song? Yeah, they really do. Because emotions can trigger you in a negative way. And I want you guys to understand that. Since somebody was being shady and funny and wanted to call us and I'm letting you out, but I'm just cleaning her place in a nice, nasty way, but letting it be known that sometimes you got to stop trying to play these triggering, traumatizing antics and take it to the moment that you're a nasty, triggering, provoking, gaslighting, abusive person and you have a nice, nasty, manipulative manner that's unacceptable to anybody. Nobody has to put up with it, young lady. So it was a level layer of putting this woman in her place, but saying it in a nice, nasty way, but letting it be known that I'm not going to accept that, and you're not going to keep trying to traumatize the trigger and think it's funny to do. So with that being said, emotions can trigger you in such a negative way that it can wreak havoc on your life that's done long term. It can have you feeling sad. It might have you feeling angry. And it can always be a level of you got to learn how to exercise level calming yourself, bringing yourself back together. In the beginning, it's not only your negative emotions that you need to learn to control, because if you're too excited or too happy or too triggered or too upset, you can make a wrong decision. So now you guys understand why I said I try to think out of logic, not emotion. For example, if you're overzealous, you might spend money on things that you might not need. But if you begin to realize I've got a budget like I have, and you begin to say, okay, you know what, I don't want to spend money on this, I don't want to spend money on that, somebody offers me something, I'm like, no, I'm good. Same example of finances, keeping those things in check.
or, you know, and that money that could have been invested in something to increase your income. Just like I learned over a period of time with some things in business when I was procuring resources, I wanted to procure resources over and over again instead of getting resources that don't make any sense to anybody why they would be bought in the first place. So as a business person, entrepreneur, and a home-based business, and as a disabled person, I'm allowed to supplement my income for only a certain amount. So I started getting smart about my resources because I also have bills to pay. So I put in priorities and a success formula what I need to do. Because, you know, I felt bad because I got sick after I graduated and I totally crashed. It made me feel some type of way, like imposter syndrome. Like, I'm disabled. What can I possibly do? I realized I can do a lot. But it took a level of success formula and mindset and rechanging my mindset about being disabled and moving towards the level of I can do things that disabled people can do. I just have to sit down and do my work. I just have to sit down. I have to stretch, and I have to go to therapy. I have to go and work around my doctor's appointment. I have to work around the therapy appointment. I have to work around all the things that get me rehabilitated. And let me tell you something. I'm embarrassed to talk about it in the beginning. Now I'm okay with it because I realize, you know what, it's okay to be disabled, but I don't have to stay in that set. Stay in the box of most people with disabilities, autism, and levels of physical disabilities that I have ended up having from stress and extreme trauma. And levels of combat hit. So when it comes down to it, I had to stop thinking in a loser mindset, or what I call a scarcity mindset instead of an abundance mindset, which is the winner circle, breadwinner circle, the mindset of unity, abundance, advancement, and use the resources that I had, use what fixed income that I had, and say to myself, you know what? I'm able to take care of my baby. I put in my mindset to make sure I always have money for my bills. Put in mindset to make sure the mortgage is paid, make sure that I have a spark team, and make sure that I take care of my child first, make sure I take care of my bills first, make sure then after what I have left over, then it goes to the business if I can afford it. And then on top of that, finding resources that help me to build the business instead of lacking. So that was my strategic plan. But it takes a lot of programmatic and schematic that help you to enlighten yourself and become a level and layer of personally experiencing a level of hardship and saying, I'm not going to let this part of hardship get to me. I took my testament. I read it. I took a Bible. I read it. I'm starting to read into the Torah. I'm also reading, I finished up the Quran and then the Kabbalah, which was the other one that I'll be reading. So there's lots of body of work that I took into my core mindset to help them. So it began to look at a place of chakra, peace, and then a level of energy and getting rid of the core energies that were poisonous to me or the programmatic levels of people who were around me that were core levels of bringing me down every 5 minutes or creating a level of reaction or drastic levels of emotional reaction. That included people that I dated. That included people that I considered family. Because at some point you have to drop people who are not close to you. If you've got most of the majority of people who are around you who are bridging you mentally, emotionally, or financially, or economically causing issues, then you have to drop them. And I noticed once I dropped them, I felt better. I was happier. I didn't miss them. I didn't miss the aggravation. I didn't miss the provoking. I didn't miss the agitation. So when we talk about these different things, you have to exercise a level of calm in yourself. And sometimes calming yourself is removing people. That's part of what's in our challenge that I was talking to you guys about that I wanted you guys to sign up for, the 10-day challenge. Part of that 10-day challenge is for you guys to be able to get performance of doing all these different things. And with that being said, those challenges help you to begin to look at all the things and ask yourself questions. Because sometimes we don't want to ask ourselves the questions because the questions hurt. They sometimes hurt us in the sense of we have to admit that both the people aren't stuck. Sometimes we have to admit that sometimes the people that we're around are not creating a level of growth. And we have to get to a point that we have to say, it's not for me. I need to be around people who are going to help. I need to be around people who are going to challenge me. So with that being said, I developed a time to break chain, a strategic plan, a 10 lessons, so that you guys can get in there and be able to participate in a level layer of learning. And then on top of that, be able to get to a point of intention to look at yourself, look at your life, look at all the different things, and say to yourself, I want better for myself. I want to be able to, like on the introduction, be able to go and understand what it is I need to do to implement those changes. And then going into day two, look at your habits. Look at habits for success and success. Day three, who you surround yourself with. And then day four, identifying the spark team. Day five, Cartesian questions, goals and decisions for what
the Cartesian question for motivation to help you motivate yourself to make those changes. Day 6, letting go, moving on. Then day 7, loving your weaknesses and turning them into subjective levels of strength. Then on top of that, utilizing those weaknesses into strength properly and begin to program yourself to not look at them as weaknesses, but to say to yourself, I'll build on top of those foundational things that make me weak to make me stronger. Then we go into day 9. We talk about stop procrastinating and let's just get it done. You know, you're all setting things off or what you need to do and say, oh, I'll do it tomorrow. I'll do it the next day. But get it done. And then day 10, and our closing level of challenge is a level of overview and then the different things that you get to help you with the 365 days starting from the date that you started your class and your challenge. And it's being able to get the planner and then also the ebook that I have for success with books and things like that. For you guys to listen to all of that, all the things that I have been doing with my webinars, for you to be able to get all of that to help you get the ground running and a level of programming and understanding. Excuse me, I'm wrong. Excuse me, I apologize. I have to be a lady. All right, that's good. Awesome. Don't want to sound like John the Wild Thing. So, anyway, I want you guys to understand that success rituals are very important to do all of that. So, with the 6-4 areas of success, they're interrelated at success. But with that level of the challenge, you're able to get and challenge yourself with the course and also the course materials and the book to be able to help yourself to ground running and be able to spark yourself into a level of success. So take, for example, if something happens to trigger your emotions in a negative way, and like I said, you feel upset, you might feel overdosed, or you might do the wrong thing, or you might invest in the wrong thing. So what you need to do is invest in things that increase your income or increase your mental health, emotional health, and welfare, as your emotional goals of stature leads you to make what we call logical decisions, not emotional decisions. Life is about creating the right balance in your thing to do, because that's where work-life balance comes from. And also staying as a mental health provider and a life coach or a wellness coach helps you. It helps also bridge the gap and keep you accountable for what you're doing. The next thing on top of that is relationships. Think about what I'm saying with relationships. Your relationships can affect your health and your emotions, and a toxic relationship will leave you feeling fear, anger, upset, and sometimes a level of anxiety and anger so deep that you'll find yourself, beep, 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 you got me messed up, beep, 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 how dare you, beep, 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 all that. Clinical level of reactive syndrome to a level of pathological abuses or across the line disrespect, embarrassment, humiliation, all the things that cause a toxic relationship to be considered toxic. Or cruelty, vicious cruelty, mental cruelty, emotional cruelty, and financial abuse, force, control, economic abuse, or all the things that are wrapped up into one, and a level layer of damaging business, advantages, windows, and models, things that happen to me. So that healthy relationship has to be left. So that's why you ask yourself this part, you can function to help you to motivate yourself. And again, that is day 5. And I want you guys to understand that challenge deeply so that you begin to understand how you challenge yourself in all those levels and layers and begin to look at the levels and layers of what you have to do as a connection. It's just like a poor cable connection or a level of tampering with an IQ specialist and things like that at a cable company, things that need to be addressed. So when we talk about levels of those different things, like the signal, we report Riley Kane's 80-set temperature, you risk your father's IQ specialist background who knows how to do all these network things, or like Ivy Turok accounts to be 22 when he was a student, and Ranger T6 needs to fire and walk out straight. So those are what we're talking about, workplace firing, harassment, terrorism, broken and gas. All those kinds of people who need to be absolutely fired, walk out, and terminated from their jobs because their jobs are contingent on their ethics, their morals. And if they have no ethics and they like to do all this workplace harassment or all the signal tampering and provoking and gaslighting things, then you have to just step on the door. So I want you guys to understand those types of people who are toxic in workplace environments. Now you understand the level of what we call ethical, moral, level of punk. And when you're immorally moving around and doing stuff, nasty, provoking, gaslighting things, they have to be addressed just like Liverpool Mark and all the provoking, gaslighting, and buffoonery. So going around and mimicking everything I do and trying to be in competition with me when there is no competition. I don't compete with other people who are in a different league and echelon. But when you sit there and try to set someone up for failure and you can't possibly do it, it's become a nuisance, then I'm going to call you out and drag you by your nose there so let me know what kind of nasty marks you are. So when you're talking about relationships, we're talking about business expense. We're talking about levels of professional, personal. We're talking about levels of intimate part. So when we're talking about people who set you up for failure or not successful, then we're talking about interlinked people who are nastiness, divisiveness, coercive control, provoking gaslighting ways. But that's what narcs do. Sociopaths do. Passive aggressive, nasty, narcissistic people do. because they don't like to be called out for what they're doing, like Monica, all about the team. And Nancy Avatar is running around here doing fraud, just like Tasha Trenchard's team, running around here doing fraud, using CPN numbers, doing all these nasty narcissistic things, while they're connected to my FedEx in this month. So when we're talking about levels of toxic behaviors, or toxic out of order, divisive, abusive behaviors, things like that, toxic relationships, or even total separation abuses, those things that help a level layer of emotional response, degrading levels of provoking gaslighting, abusive news, and then we have the pick-me-isha antics, or last but not least, the pick-me tashers that like you have word salad, or like him, and several others that like to sit up there and be narcissistic and provoke gaslighting, do things on behalf of the national who they all support, who they're all betting making money off of, like Monica, the one that's the avatar, the fake account, all the things that she's been doing. So hopefully YouTube will go and demonetize her soon, and hopefully D. Monica can finally get demonetized, and maybe her name at the outdoor try for some possible to jail along with his wife. So contact victims, their rights, and provoke them. And as I said with Remy, the level of the internet trolling, internet explorer, and loans of IP hack, and love control, his wife and stuff. So when we talk about these different things, and I have to stress this with cost cable and AT&T and things like AT&T, my FedEx has the old group, these Armenians, and things like that, to keep their security. So there's the interlinked relationships that are toxic, and Nancy's all get out. I don't think people, but they know the effect of my FedEx and our whole campus. That levels of industry, and things like that, industry is not the problem. My FedEx have a contact, like Monster Next, Monster Next, Monster, VH1, WeTV, you know, both of them have those contacts. Not only did they do a level layer of toxic, provoking, gaslighting, shaming, but invasion of privacy, and concerning and relationships that are just unacceptable, egregious misconduct, and levels of antics that became deadly, and layers of targeting, provoking, and gaslighting, embarrassment, humiliation, torment, and things that they need to be arraigned for. And then on top of that, wildly, people who were following my account on the outside of the Trump who's on my FedEx, Mickey's payroll. All the things that they've done and terrorized and provoked, but it's been proven because I also posted it about the boss account, all the things that Monica and Tina were doing. But they were told more. Excuse me. So I want you guys to understand that we're talking Mark. Just like I talked to AT&T and BCE that sampling it. BCE was the same with their sampling with Egypt. Same thing with BCE and then Desire. And also his son, Jonathan Dave Elkins, just said to quote Jake Rachel, he said all aliens that on Facebook. But just like Monica, we're all very aliens with Maurice Holbrook, that's Monica, who were out. All these dormant accounts, all the publicity, all these CPN numbers, all the things that they have done, these are toxic relationships. Where I've left that relationship, but long after that relationship was over, all the tormenting, all the bullying, 10 years, decades, the local gaslighting, intimate partner violence, all levels of stealing business models, all the things that I was addressing, all the things that an attorney needs to step in, feds to step in, things that they need to issue warrants for the arrest of these participating parties, and each participating party that did all the antics provoking on YouTube, each one of them needs to arrange, each one of them needs to be docked as a terrorist, each one of them that falsely docked my account, because what they did is doing all kinds of things that are unacceptable. Just like, I'll give you an example. Yesterday I saw a picture that it's me over 2 years ago, and it's actually somebody I actually cared about, a wealthy billionaire. A white woman. Monica came really interested in that picture. I remember where I saw it. I was a little kid. I said, Monica's around here stealing pictures. Monica's around here making false identities, but as I understand, there's some people that might recognize that picture. I did. That picture's from 2017, 2018 at a Christmas party. Not only is this woman fraud, but her fickle level of abusiveness, violence, goes far beyond a level of acceptance. I hope she's toxic. I hope she goes to jail. I hope her nasty picking antics and using people's mental health like she questioned the lawyer, but the way she's done people, abuse people, do her dirty work is unacceptable. And where the buck stops is where this white boy that ended up being friends with didn't know he was in the beginning. Then my homework found out who he was. I'm not going to say his name because it's a private person. The fact that this white boy is dealing with my friend, ex-homeboy, who he was stationed with, and they were over there. And so the picture was so... So I recognized the picture and people in it. I had half a mind to call and say something about it because I was like, no, it's not my show. But these toxic relationships are overlapping to affecting other people and identity theft going on. And then I got a little unhappy. I got a little depressed. I felt a little anger and ire. Because this is what I was talking about for months, what's going on. And I was going off to the white boy because I thought he had something to do with it. Come to find out, the person that was hanging around him had something to do with that because the station was not that. So there's a level of losing time, work, productivity, and acquaintanceship because of manipulative relationships and post-relationship abuse, tormenting, gaslighting, and bullying on behalf of my FedEx and his mother, and their picky niche or picky answer. So when we think about relationships that affect your health and your emotions, it can't. I want to give you guys that example of how that can happen. So either you're losing your time, your money, or your acquaintanceship or connections to people, and the decision to disconnect with people becomes toxic level layers of answer. So it will ultimately result in failure, unfairness, or levels of provocation, and you see someone reacting like, beep, 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 you got me mad, so who the heck do you think you are, beep, beep, beep. But you all have seen me go through that. But the benefit of good relationships will create a heaven for you on earth, and a level of integrity and a level of honesty creates a good level of heaven on earth. But in the world, in your eyes, is at peace because your heart is full of love and good relationship, and your mind will have to cover for the thought of joy and replace the levels of despair, upset, hurt, and harm that's inflicted. So when you decide to remove those toxic people or you address the people, tell them what they have and approve those arguments and begin to outline what's going on, people begin to see what's going on. And people begin to see the patterns of what was happening, and they begin to say, oh, wow, it is an ethnic. There is a problem. This girl is innocent. There's nothing wrong with her mental health. This woman tried to pay her mentally unhealthy. Her ex-part made her mentally unhealthy. Because I realized the time of concept, she did it to me. She did it to what? She did it to everybody. Anytime there was somebody addressing her fraud or her scamming or her scheming, all of a sudden she wants to push and be a mental health. That's what not to do, put the best to do, and that's what best to do. So you'll be more eager to get up in the morning because you're grateful for another day and the ones you love, people who support you and love you and listen to you. And that's why I want to address the things about mental health, emotional health. I think it's a shame that people have put such a stigma on mental health, emotional health, not realizing that emotionally unhealthy people are the most triggering, traumatizing, disgusting sociopaths who pathologically to do mind things and emotional things to you, and you end up reactionary to them of their pathological official abuses and talking like things that make you angry, which anybody has a right to be angry. But when it's manipulative, insidious level covering up the wrongdoing, it becomes a level layer as you have to improve your argument and begin to express these things like BTE who makes me going to jail, BTE who left in my car, BTE who been doing a lot of fraud, stealing cells and prostitutes twice, doing all these tamperings to ATM, doing tamperings to cars, I could have died. All those things that I have a right to be recklessly upset, angry, but I don't dwell there as much as I need to. So you disconnect from that person. The relationships that motivate you to become better are the more relationships you need to have. That's why you do those Cartesian rules. You begin to look at the motivation and motivate the fact. My motivation was to get well. My motivation was to not be traumatized. My motivation was to stop grieving. My motivation was to not hurt for them. My motivation was to overcome the embarrassment and imposter syndrome that I ended up inflicted with because I was very good at what I was doing as in business, but still in my business model. Stealing my whole entire business idea, all the things that they did, and they were making millions off my business model that I made in 2013, before 2014, the scamming, the con artist trick, the identity theft, things that I had to go through to go to levels and layers of calling RX. I had to call levels of Department of Revenue. I want you guys to understand how emotions make hearts and die, and I had to gather up my emotions, gather myself up by the bootstraps, and I had to become strong and remain in the majesty of staying calm and go past it, figure out what was going on, and move forward. So the next thing, career and business, observing the attitude people have and display at the workplace and also tell you if they work their job or do not. I went through this when I was in the business and finance. And, you know, when you're not in the job or business, which makes you feel like, oh, we're going to work with you, you're in the wrong field. There's nothing wrong with working for other people. I want employees. But I want these employees that I will be hiring in my business of coaching business, as well as other e-commerce businesses that I built, and I'm rebuilding from the ground up because of this FedEx and this nasty pick each mother, his father, who will benefit from all this and their families, because they're all scamming and scumbaggery. It becomes a level layer of I have to get loyal. I have to go through all the steps. I have to go through all the different things that identity theft is required to do. So it's a level layer of starting over. The hardship taught me to bounce back. Only the levels of smartness, intelligence, and amazing levels of ability to live, even in adversity. All of these that were designed to kill me have survived. Yes, it's traumatizing. Yes, I'm angry. Yes, I'm still angry, but I'm finding a better way to convey that. I wanted you guys to understand that I'm not broken. I am blessed. I'm more than what they tried to do and more than what happened. So I want you guys to understand that there are people who are there as your sparkly, your career, your business. You must be able to understand how important it is to build back your foundation, your mental health, your emotional health, the levels of things that can affect you in your decision making. So I want you guys to understand that the massive obstacles that you face daily, whether it's business or whether you work for someone, you're still somebody. You still say, I am somebody. I may have been knocked down, but fall down 7, get up 8, fall down 9, get up 10, fall down 10, get up 11. You understand what I'm saying? I want you guys to understand that the belief that the world cannot exist without you doing what business or career field, it doesn't mean that you can't. The world will still go around whether you're doing business, whether you're working for someone. It does start somewhere. The janitor at a company, and that became a CEO, used to be the janitor. It might have been someone who worked at the ground up of the company and became the CEO or CFO. So think about what I'm saying. Sometimes you got to get knocked down square one, little right back to normal. It sucks. But you have to bear in mind that you still are important. You'll be in the right direction eventually. And if you do things the right way, the way you go up is the way you go down. So at the end of the day, I'd rather my ladder to success be one of adversity and hardship, and I did the right thing, and I did the moral thing, and I did the best to improve myself and reprogram myself and emotionally get to a better place, than to go and have step on people, kick people in the back, kick people in the teeth, and get where I'm at. It's not worth it. Because I have to remember what goes up. And there's a succession at some point in life. As I decide if I want to go industry and connect different industries, I will do 40 years. I'll be committed to that. That's something that I'm bred and born to do. But the thing is, as I go down the ladder, I'm going to keep down from the pyramid. It's that I want to be able to go down with grace. I don't want to go down in a level of pain, because how you go to the top is how you go down to the bottom. So think about everybody that you might kick in the feet. I think about everybody who might stand or stumble or did something too to get there. This is a reminder, a social reminder to everybody, whether you're in career or business, or whether you work for someone, how you get your achievements sets the tone of how it's going to go down. And some people's legacy, they're going to end up karma because of the way they've done people. Think about what I just said. Karma is something else. Faith is something else. And when those two bad memories meet up, you better be careful when you get people, because the same thing when you take to the seat, laugh now, cry later. The tables will turn. So be careful what you do. So when we think about this, keep the focus and passion that you have for your career or your business or your endeavors to work with someone, and don't let anybody convince you to quit. So that's that. So we're going to go into the second part, finance. Money is the most important thing in your life, but it's reasonably close to oxygen, and you got to have it to scale. So when you think about this, it's from the big one. Money is the most. We all want to scale our businesses, and we all want to walk into a level of building our businesses to a high level of performance, deep level of SWOT. SWOT analysis, meaning you look at your strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and time frames to do all the things to make your business come to a level of, you want to be a billionaire, you want to be a millionaire, you want to be a thousandaire, but you've got to take the SWOT analysis or SWOT analysis level of business, finance, success formula, success rituals, and you've got to take the stairs to get there. Because sometimes the elevator might stop, you've got to take the stairs. Think about what I'm saying. So whatever way you get there, and on the foundation for bricks that are laying before you or thrown at you, you got to build that pyramid and begin to go in on the foundation of hardship and enlighten yourself that you can get there from here. But it takes a level of programmatic, schematic, and mindset and success formula to get there. When you think about this, wealthy and happy is all about our heart's desire. However, if you want to be wealthy, it takes years of hard work to become rich, successful, or highly motivated in a level of making good investments versus bad investments. And it all takes a minute with a bad investment or a bad decision for it to all come down, which will result in losing all of your money. So if you do not have money, it may make you unhappy because you cannot buy things you need to support yourself and your family. But remember, if you go with the spirit of the right resources or the right investment, your money will grow on top of money and you have high retire money. So not having money can also prevent you from investing in your career or your business. However, you can have money and still not be happy. Therefore, there needs to be a balance to support life balance. And then if you don't balance those levels of things that are unbalanced in one way or another, by four areas, that's the success ritual, then you're never going to be able to understand where your money needs to go, where it needs to go to pour into finance decisions that return on investment or ROI. So when you think about this, it's definitely not a ritual of success to individuals who are successful by investing unwisely. They invest wisely, and they look at the level of layers of people and their predecessors who made wise investments or have a sparking that helped them with their wealth asset management and making poor decisions that make money on top of money so that they can build a pyramid of success or build other people to be successful on top of their success. So that's what I meant by each one, each one, each one. I build that pyramid of success in emotional health, behavioral health, and then I thought that environmental health, and then I thought that closing that peak at the top and rising up to a level of being what your mark is. You're all seeing out of your internal circle, and then on top of that, hitting your mark at that point and beginning to build a foundation of success and unity, abundance, advancement. I am free, so eliminate one. Things that we're programmed with in the beginning, but things happen over life, and we become codependent and want to have other people's approval. We stop living for other people's approval and begin to go toward what makes me happy. What is going to propel me to success? Because money's not going to make that. Money only finances hardship. It only finances different things that make sense. So this definitely is a thing that wealthy people begin to live a level of humble lives, and they also do a level layer of success rituals and formulas that help them build off that foundation of success. You don't have to try to kill them, harm them, or anything else. We all are going to go through that. But the most biggest leaders in this world have been through some things that we have no clue about that can they make successful easy. But our biggest success sometimes is sharing all of our hardships. It doesn't mean oversharing or anything like that. It means sharing with people who want to be inspired to be like the billionaires, millionaires. For example, Bill Gates was top various billionaire list for years. He can afford his own private jet because Bill Gates made wise business decisions. Did you know Bill Gates started out of his garage? Did you know that certain people have started out Amazon? He started out in his garage. And he's built now to a $1 billion business. Think about that. Warren Buffett with all his billions. You think Warren Buffett did this overnight? And we're going to do a short on Warren Buffett. I want you guys to know how amazing this man is. Warren Buffett, with all his billions, is very content with his home. He bought for less than $40,000 many years ago. He made his billion-dollar transactions through his phone, and which he has not replaced for a high-tech cellular phone that are available today. He's a very humble man, a humble, humble beginning. But to give back a portion of their wealth is part of his strategy. He has been a charitable organizational donor for many people. Sometimes it is charity that they've started one that is already in operation, even with this, after the level of death of rich individuals that are sharing their fortune. A lot of the poor individuals are willing to give their fortunes to charity. They build people on foundations of their life, their livelihood, and where they came from. A lot of these people that are billionaires, millionaires, came from near beginning, humble beginning. And they're so humble as they become billionaires. Think about Melinda Gates. Think about Bill Gates. They have grant-making foundations, but they give away billions to different charities around the world. So think about what I'm saying. No matter how rich you came and get to be, you don't forget where you came from. You don't forget the community that helped raise you. I don't forget about Pensacola. I don't forget about Atlanta. Because one day I might become a billionaire. I might become a trillionaire. I don't know. But I will put that in the universe that if I become a billionaire, if I become a millionaire, if I become a thousandaire, guess what? You think I'm going to forget about Pensacola? You think I'm going to forget about Atlanta? Georgia? You think I'm going to forget about that? No. That's what raised me. That's what made me the woman I am. So think about what I'm saying. You have to adapt and adopt the principles of giving back to the less fortunate. I do that now. Because at some point in time, I was less fortunate. It happened to time I had somebody that wasn't a real friend. I had people that exploited me. I had people that rendered me in situations that were so unacceptable and egregious that I lost a lot. I had fake friends. I had friends, people that were informing my ex of all things and doing all these psychotic things. It hurt me so bad, but I still do feel less fortunate because I realized that's the way it starts. That's the way it's done. I'm more fortunate. I'm beautiful. I have a house. My vehicle's got tampered. I don't have to replace my vehicle's got tampered. I have to go through a level of hardship, but I'm okay with that because guess what? I'm still able to adapt. I adopted a success formula of mindset. So with that being said, as you increase your level of charitable contributions or level of things to help others, then you begin to build off that foundation. You begin to build off of building other people. I don't get people down while they're down. It's a good thing to come. I continue to bless other people because you don't get your blessings from hurting or harming people. You get your blessings from being a person that you don't get from this. There's a lot of people in life that are easy to help. Last but not least, we're getting on the last thing, and I did it at enough time. spirituality. No matter what your religion is, preference may be, spirituality is all important thing of spiritual success, emotional success, and it's all to be found around you. So from time to time, you spend time in nature to meditate, do your religious practices, no matter what religion, whether you're Muslim, whether you're Catholic, whether you are an apostle, whether you are coach of church, whether you're Buddhist, whatever religion you have, whether you are Jewish. And I support the Jews, you all know that. And then on top of that, there's a level layer of that. So no matter what your religion, it's all relative. So when you think about all these religious practices, things like that, religion is what we call integrated, separated, disagreeing, separated, all relative. So spirituality is the ability to ground you to close to your personal feelings and help you work through anxiety, emotions, and feelings that are happening in your life. And enable you to make sound, important judgments and decisions. So now you understand when people go to church and they go in their fellowship and things like that. Just like I urge you all, go to church, even if you got to go to church online. And then donate online. Make sure that you go send in your little donations to the church and say, hey, I want to help grow you, your congregation. I want to help you with these different church endeavors that you all have. And then on top of that, making sure that the love offering is not, that's what we call it, love offering. Because the biggest church is your society, your community, the people who donate to build you up. So think about what I'm saying. Just like I told you guys about the cash that love offering that I have. At $4 I'm just pushing $1 on either country, $1 children of us and children of us and what I am doing is rebuilding from a foundation of things that happen. It's for me to rebuild everything in my charitable contribution. It's for me to be able to rebuild my businesses, my coaching practice. It's for me to be able to expand and have good new content for you guys year after year. And you guys are my shareholders. So my challenge to you guys is to continue to help, to continue to build me up. And as you build me up, I want to turn around higher from here. My greatest followers and most of my greatest donated people, I want to hire you someday. I want to be able to thank you for your job that you're going to work. I want to be able to say thank you. I appreciate you. It means so much to me. Because with that, it means that I have a support system. It means that I have my level of my Twitter family. And those of us that have gotten thrown into the Facebook jail, kind of say what I call it, the Congo Bay football. Those of us that have gotten thrown into Facebook jail. All of us who have been thrown into jail plenty of times, we've supported each other through our hardships online. All the things that we've gone through, bullying and harassment, damages to our businesses, our rebuilt businesses, and those who are starting to be entrepreneurs. All of you guys who are my support team, you guys who are on Facebook, those of you guys who are on YouTube, all my support team members that are on YouTube that's been there and saying, hey, keep going. Don't worry. We're here. We're supporting you. All of you people, thank you. When you do those donations, you are the shareholder and the business. So one day when I become a thousandaire, a billionaire, millionaire, trillionaire, whatever, and when I have 200,000 hired employees for business, that I can think it was because you guys started me home. You guys helped me the last leg of this race for success and rebuilding stuff. I want this to be the success formula story of how to build yourself back from a foundation for December Zone next year. I want you guys to understand that the hardships have been hard on me. I want you guys to understand that spirituality and church is what helps. I want you guys to understand my own family, okay. The level of ascended ancestors and people that have helped me, and archangels and light workers, practitioners that told me, you were made for this. You can get past the hardship. My beacon family that have helped me, they're my online beacon, who said, I want you to remember your smart. You'll be okay. Take it one day at a time. All of that helped me through the worst times of my life. So everybody, you guys have got to understand spirituality. Part of it is having people for my life, for the better part of it. So with my IMD family, thank you. I appreciate you guys. You guys are the most humble set of people I've ever met online. And you guys have been my Twitter smart team. You guys have been my level of angels things to help me keep flying when I want to crash, when I want to split. You guys have really been the illuminating part of my life that kept me from falling apart outside of both my family and their symptoms that I told you guys that my first teacher was my mother. But my mom, I am going to blind them. Each one reached one teacher to help me. My sister, she, in her military mind, teaching me how to fold her aunt even when I want to quit. She didn't let me quit. And my daughter, she is part of my course camp. My daughter drives me to hell back and still gives me up, drives me back to hell and back, and gives me back up and tells me things. Get yourself together, Bobby. You're good. You're smart. You're my biggest cheerleader. Les is my biggest guardian angel. Because there are many times where I just want to quit. I'm like, I don't do this anymore. I don't want to do this anymore. And she's like, why, Mommy? Get your good. Get so smart. I want to be just like you. That moment that my daughter told me that made me feel like I was so fun. When she said, I want to go to college with your mom. Be showing me if you want to use the table that you can do. So I'm going to go to college. I want to be in plenty. I will tell you that was the most humbling experience in my entire life. Because I never thought I started in college. Until I heard that, and I'm going to go, and when she told me to mom and started to be so good, there, I'm glad you did. Now I won't be a psychiatrist at home. Because my doctor gave me a book on psychiatry and psychologist, and I know how to do that. I hope you're any good at it. You're a great person to be a doctor. So I'm wanting her to be in her recovery. It's like I am. That's why I'm really worried. So we trek along our journey together, and we're growing up together in our journey for grief recovery. We're both taking this journey at the same time. It is hard to admit that there's a lot of grief. But choosing a spiritual level of ritual success and all these different things that I want to be back with spirituality, a level of buying in and seeking her in a financial responsible career business and rebuilding things and relationships and living down toxic relationships for emotional and motor therapy, things like that, and then physical health, emotional health, better diet, adding a dose of the seventh best ritual in our mindset, our illuminated mindset, our three stuff that we were all born with, and getting back to such level of foundation order and things that we had to keep together to feel strong. So with that being said, as a professional, and if you're a professional, and a life coach, mom's coach, health coach, business coach, as well as American coach and relationship coach, I can talk to you guys about the things because I went through the process. I went through the levels of things that would anybody just put the did it, F it, I'm done. I decided not to fall apart. I wanted to be pressing bleed. I was like, oh. You know, it's like, have you ever seen that meme by Al Bundy where he's like, just shoot me? You know, it's like where I was in college, and I put up a meme one time about college, my experience, because I was going through all the interest partner bonds from a chaplain who went to school. And then for our thing to go through, and I was going through the support services and things like that. And I will tell you, it was the most humiliating part of my entire life. And there was a moment where I had Al Bundy meme, and I was going through some, like, whole study so I could get to my coursework. And I was at the point, I was so tired, I felt like falling out, passing out, I was like, just shoot. So those moments when you feel like that, don't keep going. When long after the commitment leads you to keep on staying committed to what you're doing, you still, if you have wanted that bad, you're going to keep going, whether you have energy or not. And you begin to go and have spark pain, your cheerleading squad, which looks like my family. I told y'all, I dragged you home back. And then some building up, driving me over back to this one. It's still, I tell you, I give an accolade and praise because we all have family. We all have family that drives the flock. But I have a strong family. I have a family that has really worked hard to learn how to be my spark team. I have to still kind of tweak things a little bit, work on some things. But I will tell you one thing, my heart's teacher is my mother. But my mother is one of my biggest cheerleaders. Sometimes I'm just still there sometimes. And sometimes I'm like, oh, you adopted me. You didn't have to finish. Your job has been done for 18. She's like, my mom's never done but. And I had to think about what she's saying. Because my mom said something with regard to 18. I was like, well, my job's never done with mother. And I realized what she's teaching me. Because my job is not going to ever be done. My daughter, I have to make sure that she's been successful. So it means still being her manager, being her manager. So she's not flying on her own, saying, mommy, I can do it by myself. You don't have to micromanage. So it's just kind of like what I had to finally tell my mom. Mommy, I can do it by myself. Most of the time, I still need you, but mommy, I have to do it by myself. So I want you guys to hear the legacy of family. You have a strong family. I am a blessed mindset family. And a family that has built us on the foundation of a military background. And then on top of that, I am a blessed mindset background, teaching us that I am somebody since day one, looking in the mirror, so I am somebody. And then on top of that, having success rituals that was built into us at a young age, so that we learn that you just have a choice about being successful. You either be successful or get out. You need to be successful and mind your elders. Treat others as you want to be treated. And the golden pillars and rules of the church. Learning how to treat your elders with respect. Whether you like what they said, you close your mouth, you listen to your elders. You follow suit in a level of order and taking order and understanding all the foundations for success for rituals and formulas for anybody to be successful. And this will be always go back to is the levels and layers of branding helping the household. The levels and layers of granddad telling you, hey, hold up, what's up, come here, let me tell you something. This helps your elders are what helps you. Your ascended masters, that's what I mean by that. Your elders, your ascended masters, the people who teach you your foundation of order and understanding how to conduct yourself when they're no longer there. So I want you guys to close out with that and the seminar. I made it short and sweet so we were done in an hour so you guys can have your Friday night and enjoy yourself. I want you guys to understand the 6 core values and success rituals, which are physical health, emotional health, mental health, relationship, 4 levels of career and business, work-life balance, finance, and a level and layer of spirituality. Once you walk all those things in, you begin to be successful. And I want you guys to understand tomorrow will be morning success rituals, talk about that, and then on module 7 will be evening success rituals. So I want you guys to get the understanding, get your feet wet, and rituals, get your feet with that, and understand what that is, and that would all have us. Whether you get up your morning cup of joe, washing your tail in the morning, brushing your teeth, getting your hair done, all those things, get ready for work, going to work, and snazzy, so fresh and so clean, and everything else. So when you think about all that, all those rituals you go through, when you go through the drive-thru for Starbucks or what we call, what's one of the places about? Starbucks. Dunkin' Donuts. When you go to those different places, or you go to a coffee shop and you go get your, cheese Danish and little things like that. So those are rituals to help you with your success so you're amped up and ready at work. Or if you work for yourself, getting up and doing the same thing, having your espresso machine, having your caramel macchiato, whatever you do, that is a success ritual. So with that being said, I challenge you all to take the challenge. And then on top of that, I challenge you all to begin your level of time to break those chains, implement change, move it into your success and purpose. The part of your purpose is to go into your success rituals and your performance and begin to do that to go and spark change. So again, call in 1-515-602-9765 or go on logonheartradiodiva.com and you can replay this on the YouTube or you may be able to download it if you subscribe to YouTube's new thing where you have YouTube Plus. Where you're able to go again and you can get things live, things like that. You'll be able to download it. You'll be able to listen to it. And I hope you guys build off those live and begin a level of layer of success. Have a good night. All right. I'll also make sure if you can't tap love offers that you can do on Talk Radio Diva. You can either do it monthly or you can do it one time. Or you can do it through the cash app and things like that. That was my time to be coaching. No one signed on Diva coaching. No one signed through more online, but you'll not listen to himself, family. And then Talk Radio Diva. Talk Radio Diva is hard to do more. So everybody can take your life and have a good night.